All right, guys.
Back to Two Threats Radio. We're picking up here where we left off, talking about going on to Article 4 from the Convention on the Rights of the Child. As you continue on reading this document, it gets more and more scary. The opening statement sounds so endearing, you know, the best interest of the child is our main concern. But obviously, the best interest of the child is defined the way they deem it to be, not the way the parents deem it to be. And that will become more and more painfully obvious as you continue reading. Article 4 tells us that this treaty, Convention of the Rights of the Child, is not just a positive affirmation, but that it is to be implemented under the force of law. To further show how serious the UN is about enforcing its rights of the child as law in countries around the world, member countries, UNICEF's report, The State of the World's Children, 1997, had this to say. You know, you give them space, and eventually they'll tell you exactly what they're doing. You don't have to guess. Listen to what this document says. Once a country ratifies the Convention on the Rights of the Child, it is obliged by law to undertake all appropriate measures to assist parents and other responsible parties in fulfilling their obligations under the convention. Fulfilling their obligations sometimes requires states to make fundamental changes in national laws, institutions, plans, policies, and practices to bring them into line with the principles of the convention. Now, I'm telling you guys, a lot of changes that have taken place in the past couple of years, with all the child abductions, for example, state-sponsored child abductions, comes right from the UN. They don't tell you this. Oh, you need to comply with this according to UN Resolution 2755-2. No, they don't tell you that. But that's exactly what's going on here. Look at what UNICEF had to say about this convention. UNICEF stated that the convention, quote, makes it clear that children shall be protected from all forms of mental or physical violence or maltreatment. Thus, any form of discipline involving such violence are unacceptable. Now, who would not argue that if a parent is beating their kid, that that's a wrong thing, right? But what they actually mean here is that corporal punishment is forbidden at all, i.e., tapping your kid on the butt, okay? Did you know that parents have been getting arrested ever since the Convention on the Rights of the Child was passed? There was a case here in Massachusetts about 10 years ago. This Baptist minister spanked his kids as a form of punishment. Didn't beat them, simply spanked them. Well, one day, one of the kids, he was in a public school, the teacher gave him a warning in class, and the kid said, oh, please, he went after class and begged the teacher, please don't tell my mom and dad. And the teacher said, why? What's the matter? Oh, just please don't tell them. And she says, why? Do your parents spank you? Yeah, I don't want to get spanked. Ah, said the teacher. Teacher made a note of that because that is considered something of great concern, you see. This is a high-risk situation. So the teacher passed the information on to the principal, who then passed it on to the child psychologist, and then the next thing you know, the kid got taken away, and for the next 3 years, the father battled in Massachusetts courts to get his kid back. Finally, the kid was returned because he proved in the court that there is no law that declares spanking abuse. They're working to change that now. They're working to make spanking abuse. You see what's going on here? They know. These scoundrelous monstrosities from the pits of hell know that spanking is a more powerful means of eradicating juvenile delinquency than what they're calling for. Simple mind manipulation through propaganda in the schools and in the child-oriented programming. So they want to get that power taken away from parents, the spanking thing. Do you see, guys, what's going on here? And this is all in line with the Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hey guys, Mark. Yep. Up here, our discussion of the war on the family. Article 29 of the Rights of the Child establishes that discipline must be administered in such a way that will protect the child's human dignity. This is precisely the reason why spanking, guys, again, is being considered abuse. You're robbing them of their dignity. Let me remind you that corporal punishment, spanking, not beating, spanking, has been an effective means for thousands of years throughout human history of curtailing juvenile delinquency, quite effective, and it didn't cause irreparable psychological damage. But what does cause irreparable psychological damage is when the state Gestapo comes in and takes a kid away from his parents for 3 years at a time because of the spanking. That does cause permanent psychological damage, you scum of the earth. You think it's by chance, guys, that in this age where spanking is considered abuse, that juvenile delinquency has never been so high? Think about it. When a parent can't spank his kid, and you know, the kid is not so respectful of the parent, you got kids going out and getting into so much trouble today. I'm telling you, there's a direct correlation, and they know this. This is all part of what they want. Oh, boy. Anyway, let me go on here. Okay, let's talk about Article 7. It requires all parents to register their children at birth. You got to be kidding. This apparently is in the best interest of the child as well. Well, you know, we already got that here, don't we? We have had it here for a long time. Register them with Social Security number to make sure we can track them from the time they're born to the time they die and exploit them, get tax money out of them, on and on and on. Article 13 bestows a virtually absolute freedom of expression on the child, including the right to, quote, seek, receive, and impart information and ideas of all kinds, regardless of frontiers, either orally, in writing, or in print, in the form of art, or through any other media of the child's choice. Regardless, it says, of frontiers. In other words, no limit whatsoever is to be placed on the information your child has access to, or art. You think it's an accident they're calling pornography art now? This is where this is going, guys. Soon you will be arrested if you deny your child the right to porn. I'm not kidding. This is exactly why they worded it this way. Let me state it again. Let me read this again. This, you think I'm kidding? Google the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Read the flippin' thing for yourself. It actually states, including the right to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas of all kinds, regardless of frontiers, either orally or in writing or in print, in the form of art or through any other media of the child's choice. So now not only porn pictures, but porn movies or anything else for that matter. Vulgar rap music. You will be arrested and or have your child taken away in the future if you say that they're not allowed to listen to crap rap music that's pumping their head with all kinds of immoral filth. This is where this is going, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting, isn't it? So here we are, guys. Check this out. As a 1946 psychiatry article put it, this is a quote from a psychiatry journal. That was the name of the journal, Psychiatry, 1946. Here's what it said. The reinterpretation and eventual eradication of the concept of right and wrong is the belated objective for charting changes in human behavior. Freedom from moralities means to be free from outmoded types of loyalties. You have got to be kidding me. This psychiatry journal, this psychopathic psychiatry journal, was calling here way back in the 40s for the eradication of morality. And now along comes the UN, which sets the criteria for this so that you can't raise your child with moral standards, but will in fact ultimately be arrested for violating the rights of the child. You're denying your child access to information that he or she is desirous to read or to look at. You're an unfit parent. That's where this is going. Can't you see they've hijacked psychiatry, psychology, all these major journals? They're all in bed with them, guys. And they're all hell-bent on destroying your ability to raise your kids in a moral setting. God of heaven and earth, how can this be that people sit back and are letting this happen? Man, oh man. Anyway, let me go on here to Article 15. This creates, quote, the right of the child to freedom of association. Oh, so not only are you not going to be able to tell your kid what he or she can or can't watch or listen to, but now you can't tell your child what he or she or who he or she associates with. This provision declares that this right shall not be infringed except in the interest of public order. So then, apparently, it would be acceptable for our children in the future to engage in sexually promiscuous activities without worrying about interference from bothersome and pesky and outmoded parents who would be arrested if they dared suggest their children's freedom of sexual expression was a violation of their moral standards. You think I'm exaggerating? You think I'm blowing this out of proportion? Read it for yourself! No wonder, guys, the Communist Party favored the UN from the very beginning. Yes, their philosophies are so much alike. Notice what the April 1945 issue of Political Affairs, the official journal of the party, had to say about the UN. Listen to this. Great popular support and enthusiasm for the United Nations policies should be built up, well organized, and fully articulate. But it is also necessary to do more than that, continues the article. The opposition must be rendered so impotent that it will be unable to gather any significant support in the Senate against the United Nations Charter and the treaties which will follow. We must render all opposition impotent. Well, I guess it's worked quite well, hasn't it? Because Congress continues to pass laws and implement policies that are totally in line with the UN's objectives, but totally antithetical to what once made this country great. Do you not see what's going on here? Or are you going to continue living in denial if you have seen it? Folks, you can't sound the warning bell loud enough. Look what's going on here. And while we're at it, I might as well mention the rigging of the vote in New Hampshire last night. They're at it again, folks. They're making it look like it's a toss between Shillery Hillary and Obama and McCain. And you got to be kidding me. No mention in the mainstream media, once again, of Ron Paul, even though he's beating the pants off these guys. This is so disgusting. Hillary now slips back. You know, it's like a soap opera or a football game. They're rigged, too, by the way. I hope you know that. But, you know, they keep you on the edge of your seat. Oh, wait. Oh, they just made a score. Oh, no. Oh, no. The other team just made a comeback. It's all written out like a script. They're following a plan, guys, just to keep you on the edge of your seat, get you all excited. It's all a fraud. It's all a distraction to get your emotions at an all-time high. It's all Hollywood. That's all this is. It's a Hollywood flippin' disgusting production. And shame on anyone who at this point is still falling for this crap. They stole election 2000. They stole election 2004. Of course, elections were rigged prior to that time, but a little more subtly. I mean, now they're just doing it right in your face. You can't possibly not know that they're rigged anymore unless you're a complete fool. Shame on anybody. There's no excuse for falling for this anymore. Come on! Anyway, continuing on with this discussion at hand here. Though the Convention on the Rights of the Child has not yet been officially ratified by the United States government, folks, it's obvious that it need not be. First of all, we can see that they've been implementing everything in there, pretty much. You know, you're considered abusive now if you spank your kid. Most parents are afraid to spank their kid. This is a direct result of implementing the rights of the child. But you know what? It doesn't matter. They don't have to officially ratify the Convention of the Rights of the Child, because guess what? Back in 1999, President William Jefferson Clinton issued Executive Order 13107, which calls for compliance with all United Nations human rights treaties, even those which have not been ratified by the Senate. So there you go. So they're considered law and are being treated as law, even if the Senate doesn't ratify them. It doesn't matter. This executive order has made it so. Unbelievable. Oh, how nice of Mr. Clinton to trash the Constitution and transform the United States into a vassal of the suzerain UN without hardly even anyone knowing about it. Unbelievable. Of course, it doesn't matter if people know they're going to do what they want anyway. This guy's going to be right there.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Public Broadcasting Network. I want to continue to read some interesting, relevant quotes here, talking about the destruction of the family and how this is, again, the playing out of an age-old plan here. I think I read these couple quotes, the next two quotes I'm going to read. I think I read these in a previous show, but they're real fitting here for this discussion, too. Hitler had recognized the importance of shaping the minds of the youth in order to think, you know, in harmony with his twisted, power-hungry agenda. And, of course, he saw education as a major instrument in that direction to accomplish that. During a public speech that he gave in 1937, he had this to say about the education of the youth. He said, "This new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take youth and give to youth its own education and its own upbringing." So you see, Hitler was very interested in raising the youth and bringing them up. And he knew the way to do that was to hijack the education system. And that's what they've done here, folks. He went on to say in a later speech, which he delivered 2 years after this time, in 1939, he said, "When an opponent declares, 'I will not come over to your side,' I calmly reply, 'Your child belongs to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community. It takes a village, as Hillary said. She's a hardcore communist, folks. I'll be reading some quotes from her on an upcoming show. Well, to make that point very clear, what a pig, what an absolute piece of filth she is. And I'll tell you now, it's obvious they're going to rig it for her to win. They like her. Oh, yes, yes. You think it's scary now? Where do you see how things are going to be with her in office? She's going to be worse than this piece of trash we got now. Bertrand Russell, guys, in his book, The Impact of Science on Society. And if you haven't gotten that book, if you haven't read that, you got to get it. You got to read that book. You can actually get it cheap on Amazon through their used book distributors. It's not in print anymore, currently in print, but you can get it. I think I paid a dollar for mine. I couldn't believe it. It's a classic, and it's an original 1953 copy. That whole book from cover to cover is just filled with shocking, jaw-dropping statements, you know, for two reasons, because of their audacity, but also because pretty much everything that he said was coming is already here now. So let's look at some samples here from the book. He said the system, the New World Order system, that is, one may surmise, will be something like this. Except for the governing aristocracy, all but 5% of males and 30% of females will be sterilized. This is where it's going, guys. Certification to be a parent, and, you know, if you don't make the grade, sterilization time. As a rule, artificial insemination will be preferred to the natural method. The unsterilized, if they desire the pleasures of love, will usually have to seek them with sterilized partners. Oh, man, and this is their idea of utopia. This is the happy little New World Order they have in store for us kids. You know, the sickest mind in Hollywood couldn't even come up with this stuff, and yet this is reality. This is what the elitists are all about, folks. The people that are running the world today, you're getting a little inside glimpse here of what they're all about and where they intend to take us. He goes on to say, children will be taken from their mothers and reared by professional nurses. The laboring class, meaning all those but the aristocracy, will have such long hours of work and so little to eat that their desires will hardly extend beyond sleep and food. There will be abolition of the family and a supreme duty of devotion to the state. Ooh, whew. Man, you can just smell it around the corner, can't you? What do you think's going on now with the dropping of the dollar, kids? They're bringing us to that point that they've been talking about for decades on end, where you will be so overworked with long hours just to scrape by that your desires will hardly extend beyond mere food and sleep. Abolition of duty to the state will be tantamount. Well, hey, we're just about there now. God help us. Russell goes on to say, gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between the rulers and the ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebs, or the ruled masses, will become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Listen to the words he chooses here. What a piece of crap he was, too. Yeah, he was one of them. It goes on, even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves to be happy, because the government will tell them that they are so. What are they telling us? Turn on Fox News. The economy is booming.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. The host, Charles Giuliani, continuing reading some of these interesting quotes here. This one is from G.B. Kissel, who was a former executive director of the World Health Organization. There's another little wholesome globalist front UN subsidiary group. He was quoted in the Utah Independent, September of 1977. Listen to what he said. "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family, and national patriotism." My, my, my. Well, we're just about there now, aren't we? Patriotism has been so redefined, nobody even knows what it is anymore. You know, they got it synonymized with following your current, you know, election-stealing, illegitimate leader. And, but that doesn't matter either, because pretty soon there won't be a nation left to be patriotic toward. Yeah, we got this emerging North American Union garbage coming down the pike. Unbelievable. And you can't wake people up to it for them to realize what's going on to put a stop to it. Total denial about it. Oh, boy. But anyway, notice it mentions here a desire to get rid of individualism and loyalty to the family. In Warren Warren Bennis's and Philip Slater's 1998 book, The Temporary Society, Under the Impact of Accelerating Change, we find this interesting quote. One cannot permit submission to parental authority if one wishes to bring about profound social change. In order to effect rapid change, any centralized regime must mount a vigorous attack on the family, lest the traditions of present generations be preserved. Listen to this. It's unbelievable. You do your homework, you dig around, you'll find these scumbags admitting that this is exactly what their goal is. Destroy family, destroy loyalty to parents, encourage disrespect. Unbelievable. Encourage rebellion. It goes on to say, not rebellion against the state, of course. Oh, no, no, no. Just rebellion against the parents. You must follow whatever the state says. Then it goes on, it is necessary, I might as well read it with a German accent here, in other words, to create a chasm between parents and the children to insulate the latter in order that they can more easily be indoctrinated with the new ideas. To insulate children from parents so they can be more easily indoctrinated. And how have they done that? Well, one of the main ways is through the state-sponsored child abduction program. Taking kids away from their parents. Insulate them from their parents, folks. The desire may be to cause an even more total submission to the state. One must teach them not to respect their tradition-bound elders, who are tied to the past and know only what is irrelevant. They are literally teaching your kids to rebel against you, folks, creating a huge chasm between you and your kids. Are you going to continue to sit back, America, and let these scoundrels get away with this? Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, but you're so crazy when you talk about stuff like this. You're a paranoid conspiracy theorist. Now, please shut up so I don't have to worry about this, and I can continue to live my little fantasy world, enjoy my Big Macs, my soap operas, and my football games, while Junior gets indoctrinated, okay? Just leave me alone. Besides, I just love my Prozac. Can you hand me the bottle over there?
You know, it's the mindless drone mentality of the average American that scares me more than these scum in Washington. After all, it's our apathy that's facilitated this more than anything else, guys. It's time to wake this country up. Let's order 500,000 truckloads of no-dos and hand them out, shall we? Speaking on this same matter, guys, at a childhood education seminar in Denver back in 1973, Dr. Chester Pierce, professor of education and psychiatry at the Faculty of Medicine and Graduate School of Education at Harvard University, made these shocking remarks. Here's what he had to say. Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all of these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Once again, he's pushing here for teachers to teach kids not to listen to their parents, to view them as outmoded, outdated, old-fashioned, antiquated, and this is exactly what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This sounds so much like the educational philosophy of UNESCO once again. Here's an interesting quote from one of their publications. They said, the kindergarten or infant school has a significant part to play in the child's education. Not only can it correct many of the errors of home training, but it can also prepare the child on his way to membership in the world society. Errors in home training. Once again, do you understand? UNESCO is a branch of the UN, the same ones who brought us Convention on the Rights of the Child. When you step back panoramically and look at all of these quotes together collectively, you see that they're all saying the same thing, calling for the same thing. You see that this is what's playing out in society. How can you possibly deny what's going on here? No, it's not paranoid to talk about a conspiracy for world domination. It's foolish not to talk about it because that is, in fact, exactly what's going on. Now, do you want to live in a fantasy world? You want to live in denial and pretend this isn't going on? Is that what it is? You just can't handle reality? So you're going to continue to sit back and be apathetic and not do anything about it and let it continue to go on? Or are you going to actually snap out of your delirium, acknowledge that this is in fact going on, and do something about it? Start warning people. Start waking them up. Folks, we're at the very edge of the precipice. I cannot possibly impress upon you enough how serious of a mess we're in. And let me state again clearly for the record, coming up sometime in the next week or two, or who knows, I don't know when it's coming up before the Senate. They're going to do it soon. We probably won't know until after it's been voted in. That's usually how they do it. They know that this has gotten a lot of attention, so they're going to have to create some kind of a distraction, and then in the midst of that distraction, they're going to pull it off. But they are hell-bent on passing this, and it is going to pass as long as we don't voice our opinion and very loudly and demand that this whole bill be scrapped. But they're hell-bent on passing it. And, you know, if it's up to the Senate, you know it's going to get passed. They don't care. Look how easily it breezed through the House, guys. 404-6. This is the biggest, single most deadly assault on our freedoms in the history of this country. When that thing passes, that's it, folks. It's over. Kiss your rights goodbye. I mean, they're already essentially decimated to begin with, but this bill will absolutely put a complete and final end to it. You will have no more freedom of speech. They're going to be going after people and arresting them simply for saying that Bush is a fascist, traitorous, unelected, illegal, mass-murdering, lying, thievish pig. They're going to put people away just for saying that. That is, of course, what he is. And that's why they have to pass these laws like this, folks, so that you can't expose his crimes anymore, so he can continue to get away with it, and Fox can continue to hail him as the greatest president in American history. Rah, rah, rah. Because that's all you're going to hear on the television, on the radio, on the internet. That's all you're going to see printed on internet websites is how wonderful Bushy Boy or Hillary Shillery is. You will not have any access to true information anymore. And they're going to go after book publishers, too. All of them are going to be labeled violent radicalizationists when this bill passes. So enjoy now for the last few days, weeks, months, whatever that you have of having free access to information, because the time is shortly around the corner. That's going to be a thing of the past. Are you still going to believe you live in a free country then? I wish I could collectively just take my hand and slap America upside the head. You stupid idiots. Wake up, you blind fools. You've been allowing yourself to be sheep herded for way too long, and now you're suffering the consequences of it. And you still don't even realize it to a large part. We really do have some of the dumbest people in the world in this country. Or maybe I should just say gullible. But it's amounting to being one and the same thing now. Your gullibility has brought you down to the lowest level intellectually. You know what? It's amazing. We pride ourselves in having the best educational establishment in the world. The best as far as our colleges and universities. We have the worst, or one of the worst, public education systems. You know, the grade school up to high school. The worst. One of the worst. It's number 69, guys, in the world. How many countries do we have in the world? 160 or so? We're number 69. We're in the lower 50% bracket. There are third world countries who don't have 1% of the budget we have. probably not even a tenth of a percent. And yet their standards excel ours by, you know, scores of percentages. It's just unbelievable. All these billions and billions and billions that they pump into education every year. And what do we have to show for it? We're number 69 in the world. You know, actually, that statistic from a couple of years ago, it's probably worse than that. I don't even know what it is right now. This is absolutely disgusting. Look at all the tax dollars they suck out of you, and look what you're getting in return for it. Just more and more socialism, more and more communism, more and more fascism, more and more dumbing down of your kids, doping them up, doping you up too, for that matter. They got the parents on the pharmaceuticals too. Folks, I can't stress just how bad it is. I can't stress it enough. It's really bad. Are you hearing me? Are you seeing what's going on here? By now, are you finally getting it? We are in a desperate situation here. We can't afford to remain apathetic anymore. America, they're ready to stage another fake election. They've already faked what's gone on up in New Hampshire last night. They're already giving you phony statistics with that. It's obvious we're dealing with another fake election coming up. They're acting like Ron Paul doesn't even exist, let alone that he's beaten the pants off of all these other phonies. How much more are you going to take? How much more are you going to let yourself be manipulated and lied to? How many more times are they going to lie us into wars before the people finally stand up in this country and say, enough? Well, you know, you better do it fast, because they're moving real fast. There isn't going to be any opportunity to stand up to them pretty soon here. They're going to have martial law introduced. I saw an article, I think I mentioned this yesterday. I saw an article in the local paper here yesterday where a representative here in Massachusetts is trying to get a law passed which would prevent the government from taking away people's guns here in Massachusetts in the case of a national crisis. You see, this politician recognizes that that is, in fact, the plan. That's what they're going to do, kids. They're going to stage a crisis. Of course, the article didn't mention that, but that's exactly what they're going to do. To give themselves the pretext to take your guns away, they're going to stage a crisis to take away your guns so that you'll be totally defenseless against their tyranny. That's what Adolf Hitler did. That's what all tyrants in history have done. Disarm their citizenry so they can have absolute total domination, total control over you so that you can't stop them. And here's this, probably one of only, what, maybe two or three around the country that are recognizing this problem, trying to do something about it. Probably not even that many. Oh, boy. Man, you got to have sucker written all over your face if you think that allowing the government to take your guns away is in your best interest. You saps! Of course, I'm not addressing my radio audience for the most part who know what's going on, but certainly the general population in this country that's actually willfully handing in their unregistered weapons. What a bunch of fools. Anyway, in the last few minutes, guys, that concluded the discussion for today. I thought I'd go into, I haven't done this for a while, I'll read some of my wise sayings here. Most of these I actually wrote myself years ago, back in my poem writing days. Back when I was a theology major, I used to use these in sermons and whatnot. They're just, wise sayings that I would, they're not necessarily religious in nature, but I would incorporate them into sermons. Some of them I got from others, but most of them I wrote myself. Here's one here. If you have doubts set, you will fail before you set out. There you go. You know, you can apply that to why nobody's doing anything about what's going on in this country today. They've been, whipped into a frenzy of fear. That's just what they want, you guys. That's what they want you to think. And so you have doubts. Oh, no, I can't do anything. Or, I'm just one person. I can't change anything. Or, I'm afraid they're going to do this, that, this, and the other. Well, they might. They might do this, that, and the other. But guess what? If you don't do anything, you just wait and see the hell they've got in store for you. Why not risk this, that, and the other now rather than let them come after you later and grab your kids and put them in the military meat machine and send you off to a concentration camp or God knows what else? Folks, if we don't stand up now and put our feet down and say enough, we're not going to go along with your program, we're not going to work tomorrow, or we're not going to pay taxes anymore, whatever. If we don't resist them now, tell them you're not paying taxes anymore until they stop this war. We're not funding this war anymore. You know, if we don't put our feet down now and put a stop to this, it's all over for us. Do you understand that? We're going to have absolute tyranny imposed in this country, and I'll tell you, it's probably not very far away. My God, people, snap out of it! We got Richard in North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Mr. Giuliani, for taking my call. Just picked you up a few minutes ago listening to you talk about our education system and how wonderful it is.
Yeah, isn't it?
One point, you may have made it. I wasn't sure.
Well, you know what, Richard? We're going to go to a break, but can you hold with us?
Oh, be glad to.
Sure. All right. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We've got Richard on the line from North Carolina. Our apologies, by the way. They're having some trouble back in the office with the phone system. So, Richard, you kind of sound like an invader from Mars or something. You got like a robotic.
I've been called worse, so don't worry about it.
But anyways, yeah, go ahead. You were making your point.
We're talking about the education system, and this is something that even when I ran for office, I ran for state office here in North Carolina. I'm going to run this year, hopefully, if the Libertarians get on the ballot. But anyway, I found out that if you take the whole education system across the country, there's three administrators for every student.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money being spent.
Sure.
And...
Well, as I like to say, they spare no expense at our expense. And well, what is it doing? That's the question. I mean, all this money, all these experts, quote-unquote, and yet we've got one of the most disgusting, incompetent... Well, it's deliberate incompetence, but, you know, I mean, you think parents would realize this. Wait a minute. All this extra money, all these extra measures, and look what we're getting out of it. You know, junior still can't read when he graduates. In fact, more people are getting graduated that don't read.
Yeah, I know that. In fact, in North Carolina, the dropout rate is almost 40% by sophomore year in high school.
That's really bad.
And that it is. It is bad because the kids know that after a year or two, they can go for a GED, and it's no sweat.
Well, actually, it's very good for the New World Order. That's what they want. Drop out and go into the military, yeah.
So sick.
You're so right. You're so right. And you were talking about the elections, and I've read quite a bit recently about a possible black flag incident this summer that could, you know, cancel the elections, maybe.
Sure.
You know,
oh,
a
sure.
Possibility.
You know, I thought they were going to do it in 2004. I thought they were going to do something to stop the election, but they realized, oh, no, we'll just steal it with Diebold. We'll save that for later.
Well,
yeah, I'm anticipating something coming.
Yeah.
Maybe before the summer. You know, something might happen now with Gluteus over there in the Middle East. They might stage something now.
Oh, that false flag in the Gulf of Hormuz? Yes.
Right.
Right. I've been reading about that quite a bit. And,
yeah, like Ahmadinejad is really going to send a couple of small motor boats out to greet three massive U.S. warships to threaten them. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know what it reminded me of, and I read about it the other day, the USS Vincennes, when they shot down that Iranian aircraft back in 88. And that scares me a little bit. One last point, and I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go. You know Bush signed the Veterans Disarmament Act.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, fine. I just want to... I read it this morning, and I was quite... I wasn't surprised. I knew he would. I just, you know, wanted to get out there and let the people know that he did sign that Disarmament Act, and it's interesting what they're going to classify as a mental problem. If you believe in the Constitution, you may be a mental case.
Mm-hmm.
And that would put me on that list with Ron Paul and probably you and a lot of other people on the RPN. But anyway.
Well, like I said, see, this is how they do this. They want to get guns from everybody, right? But they pass this. Who's going to go against that?
Yeah, oh, people with mental history shouldn't have guns.
But now, you know, that's so broad. You could, you know, if you were ever on Ritalin, how many people in this country now have been on Ritalin at one point or other, right?
Oh, that's a mental history.
I mean, that's so broad. You can fit millions of people under that banner. I mentioned, too, women who have been raped.
Yeah.
You know, go to psychiatrists. They can say that that's a history of mental illness.
That's right, because what they want to do is really, it would tempt the returning veterans not to go and admit they have a problem, because if they do, they won't be able to possess a firearm.
Unfortunately, we ran out of time, Richard, but this president is real conservative.
Thanks a lot. You guys have a
next
good day.
Okay, have a good day, folks. Great show tomorrow. We'll see you then. Take care.
Since 1988.